today of about $3,500 an ounce. Today, you can buy Revival Gold shares, and there are other developers like Revival Gold, where you can get leverage to that gold in the ground. And as it progresses to production and comes to the treasury, the fullness of that value is appreciated.
Hugh Agro, Revival Gold. How are you today, my friend?
Oh, it's great to be with you, Andy. We're in the tail end of the summer here, but it's still hot and beautiful outside. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. And it is starting to cool down. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's just finally starting to cool down. I'm looking forward to the fall. But to all my viewers and listeners, just full disclosure, as of right now, Revival Gold, I am not an investor in Revival Gold. That will more than highly likely be changing within the next couple of weeks. I say that just because I don't like to have any indication of pumping and dumping or anything like that. I am also a longer-term investor. Revival Gold has also not paid for this. This is a complimentary interview. So, Hugh, met you at Rick's conference in Boca Raton, and you know, I had so many people come up to me, so many listeners there come up to me asking me what companies I liked and what they didn't. And I had a list of about 20, and I gave them a top 10 list. And this is what I'll say. You guys were in that top 10 list. And so what really stood out to me was your projects, what you have in the ground, as well as your deep value, what I perceive as deep value, as well as your background in jurisdictions. So let's start out with actually a 30,000 foot view.
Okay. Well, listen, we were in a great crowd there at the Rules Symposium. Rick does a great job of inviting some pretty high quality companies. So the fact that we made your top 10 list out of that conference is pretty humbling. Andy, thank you for that. I'll tell you, we are a gold developer, one of the largest gold developers in the United States. We are solely in the United States and with pure gold projects, 6 million ounces of gold, some $20 billion worth of gold in the ground. The company has been progressing over the last 7 years with these projects. We now have a target production of 160,000 ounces a year of gold. Primarily in the first instance from our Merkur project in Utah, and then secondly from our Bear Track Arnett project in Idaho. Both projects are on brownfield sites, which have been proven past successful producers of gold. That's really important as we think about repermitting these sites for operation and also the technical data that we have around doing that. Also, I guess it's really important from a capital point of view. So because we're on proven sites with existing infrastructure, about $50 to $100 million worth of infrastructure on each of these sites, that gives us a huge advantage in terms of our capital cost to restart the operations. That's why the name Revival Gold. The other two aspects of that Revival name, we do believe that the gold price is on a revival and that institutional and larger pocketed investors are going to grab onto that theme here, and that we're just at the start of a real wave. And secondly, it's the revival of a team that's done it before. We've made money for investors before in developing gold projects, operating gold projects, and finding a hell of a lot of gold. That's Revival Gold.
Okay, so let's put a pin in the team concept. I think you have a fantastic team, but really what got my attention was what two things that got my attention was amount of gold that you have. So I have some questions about that and the exploration, potential exploration. You mentioned this is brownfield. I like both, but that's actually music to my ears and to all my viewers and listeners. That's very important if you're looking for low risk, or I should say lower risk, if you would. The gold's more than less already there. But talk to me specifically about what do you have in the ground? You said 6 million, but then you said, I'm taking notes here, $20 billion of assets in your properties. How are you going to get that? And also talk about your jurisdictions. Correct me if I'm wrong. Utah and Idaho are two world-class jurisdictions.
They really are. I'll start with that. Both of them in the top 20 in the world. according to the Fraser Institute, in terms of jurisdictions for investment and exploration and mining and operating mines. I want to speak to the other part of your question, though, which is our resource, so our measured, indicated, inferred resource is 6 million ounces of gold between the two projects. And the $20 billion figure I referred to is the in-situ value of that gold. And why is that important? It's important for the retail investor who's looking for exposure to the metal without paying that full price today of about $3,500 an ounce. Today, you can buy Revival Gold shares, and there are other developers like Revival Gold, where you can get leverage to that gold in the ground. And as it progresses to production is and comes to the treasury, the fullness of that value is appreciated. So that's the advantage. That's the reason why we invest in development projects like Bear Track Arnett and Merkur in Revival Gold's portfolio. I should mention at this point that we have a lot of disclosure on our website around the risks involved in exploration and mining and development. You mentioned that it is not a risk-free business, but it sure as hell helps when you've got these sites that have proven past production, you've got existing infrastructure, and in the case of our Merkur Gold project, you're on a private package of land, which of course is really important to restarting production. So all these things are helpful to us, but I do want to refer your audience to our website and the disclosure on our websites around forward-looking statements and so on. And there's a lot of data in technical reports and project studies and so on that folks can find on that website.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. I do appreciate that. It shows your integrity. Second, though, you mentioned private lands. Work that out for me and how important is that just with the permitting process? Because, again, talking to all my viewers and listeners, what you're going to find a lot in the permitting process, somebody will hit gold, they'll have some great drill results, they'll start moving this into production, and then they'll be, just depending on where they're at, what I call permitting hell. And that can last anywhere from, if they're quick, 3 to 4 years. It can last 10 years, 15 years. Some of them never get out of that. So you're on private lands. Is that correct?
That is correct on our Utah that's project. That's a huge advantage for us. So not only are we in a really constructive state for exploration and mining. In fact, we're right next door to the largest copper producer in the world. That's Bingham Canyon. And so there's a real culture of understanding the benefits that accrue to communities through responsible exploration and mining. And that gives us a big advantage. But we're also on private land. And with our resource, that means we can move more quickly through those permitting steps. We avoid some of the really laborious federal regulations, which can go into a quagmire. And of course, you know, we have an administration in the White House right now that's working on that, that has put out executive orders to improve on those regulations and make them more community friendly, more responsible to business and better for the economy. But as it stands right now for Revival Gold, with our position on private ground, we'll deal with the state authorities in Utah and we'll avoid all that anyway. So in terms of our next steps, we're working through drilling right now. I'm happy to tell you about that, Andy. And then next year we'll commence the formal permitting process, which we think will be about 2 years, and means that we'll be through into a shovel turning for construction by beginning of 2028. So that's a huge advantage for our shareholders.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage. And I didn't mean to interrupt you. You caught me by surprise. 2 year permitting process, that is very, very quick. The only one, I can think of another one that I won't name, but that was that quick. And that's just really the advantages you have on private lands. Also, it's huge too, because if you just look at the Lassonde curve, I was talking to my friend Lobo Tigre. He's done these huge, he's done all this research on the Lassonde curve and went to buy a stock. And talking to all my viewers and listeners, Lois says, if you buy a stock that's 12 months out in the Lassonde curve, you're looking at a, at least a double here, very historically. That being said, he told me off camera Andy, it's getting stretched out, meaning 18 to 24 months out, because people are beginning to jump the gun a bit on that. So it's actually 18 to 24 months out in the Lassonde curve. So you guys are coming right into really, which should be a sweet spot for you.
Well, I want to speak to this point. It's a great one that that you're making and that the Lobo Tigre's made. Lassonde curve is real. And the reason it's real is that a lot of developers don't have exploration beyond their development plans. And we have very specifically positioned ourselves on two very large land positions, each about 15, 16,000 acres. Each of our gold deposits are large gold systems. In Utah, we're on a Carlin-type deposit. These are the very large types of gold systems that underpin the biggest gold mines in Nevada and the most profitable gold mines in Nevada. And then our project in Idaho is on a what's called a an orogenic gold system. It's mapped out over about 3.5 miles with resources, and it extends for another 2 or 3 miles to the south. So these are big systems, a lot of exploration potential. And my point is, I don't think we're ever going into the trough of a Lassonde curve, because we will always have exploration on these projects as we continue to progress in the first phase back to production from these two assets. And I think that makes us somewhat unique relative to our peers. That short-term permitting timeline in Utah is a function of the private land, but it's also a function of the fact that we don't have to build power line to site. We don't have to bring water to site. We've got wells nearby. We don't have to bring a road in. Offices already set up, a lot of technical data to work with, and it's in a dry location. And water is the really tough thing around permitting mining projects. So if you can be in a dry location, you're in really good shape for permitting purposes. So all these things converge. There's a lot of details here, but Andy, the thing I think it's important to relay to your audience is, there is no scenario where you don't have any risk in the mining game. It's a tough business. But when you've got people like Larry Radford on our board, who's run big operations, built mines before, you've got John Meyer, who's our VP Engineering Development, who's done this in multiple areas around the world and for some of the biggest companies. Our CFO, who was part of building up Kirkland Lake Gold, is part of Tony Makuch's team there. Myself out of Kinross, being part of building Kinross from $1.7 billion to $17 billion when I retired. Coming back into this industry to do this business, you've got a lot of risk mitigation experience to come to play. And I want to point out too here that these deposits, and especially deposits in places like the United States and Canada, where you've got low geopolitical risk, are rare. And it's the reason why people are paying up for those deposits. You saw CCNV, Cripple Creek and Victor, got sold out of Anglo to, was bought by SSR. There's a very healthy price. Likewise, in Canada, we've seen Newmont selling assets. We've seen some, you know, tremendous valuations on projects like Skeena, like the Malartic project. These are all projects that have proven past production. And they're in the domestic United States or in Canada, and attract really high valuations because they're rare.
Yes. So what you just said, let me just work a little bit out for my viewers and listeners. We talked about with water. I can't emphasize that enough, how important that is in the permitting process. So that's music to my ears. And then really, but let's go to this. As I am not a geologist, I do understand if somebody has a lot of gold or not, or potential of a lot of gold and whether they're drilling, I can get that. But what I am do and what I really look at and what's important to me is share structure and money in the bank and backing, investor backing. So talk to me first about share structure, how many shares outstanding, fully diluted, if you would. If you can, tell me where the options are written. And then tell me how much cash you have in the bank, because this is a very capital intense business. And I want to see if a drill program's going on, I'd like to see it being fully funded or enough money to take you through to your goals. I'd like to see that And then I also like to know what other large investors are investing that you can comment on that are investing in the company.
Yeah, well, happy to answer those questions. You and I met in early July. I think it was the next day, Andy, that we announced a $29 million financing. Actually, we announced a $24 million financing, and then it was subsequently upsized with the participation of Dundee Corporation and others to take it up to $29 million. So we sit with about $30 million of cash Canadian today and are fully funded for our programs. And I'll just digress quickly on that. Two drill rigs drilling right now, third coming at the beginning of next month, beginning of September, and a fourth rig at the end of September drilling on our second project in Idaho. So a lot of drilling news to come, all fully funded. And now I'll speak to our shareholder base, about 55% institutionally and corporate ownership, including Dundee Corporation, I mentioned earlier, as a strategic investor, EMR Capital out of Australia as a strategic investor, and then large institutions who know the gold space and have been very successful in the gold space in the past. It's rare for a company our size with a market cap of about 100 million US to have that kind of backing, but it's a function of the team and the assets that we have. Share structure right now, I've mentioned it a couple times now, a market cap of about 100 million US, and that's about 270 million shares outstanding, about 310 million fully diluted. We do have options and warrants outstanding. I would say average exercise price on those is somewhere between 30 cents Canadian and 75, 80 cents a Canadian share. We're currently trading at about 55 cents Canadian a share or about 40 cents US a share.
So a lot of those are already in the money.
So some of those are in the money. I would, roughly half.
That's what I want to know.
Are in the money. Yes.
That's what I want to know. Okay. Fantastic. And you're still very relatively tight with your market cap and really with the project and where you're at as far as development. So that's good news for me as an investor, putting my investor hat on. Tell me a little bit about, again, your background. Why are you doing this? You came out of retirement. It doesn't seem like you had to. And then tell me about what you can talk about the news. You touched on that briefly. It looks like news will be coming out a lot over the next several months. So,
yeah, thank you. So I'm a mining engineer by training, worked for Placer Dome. And then, as I mentioned, with Kinross as part of that build out, this is a small business, a small kind of community of people. Those of us who've been in it for 30, 35 years, as I have seen, at least three cycles. And in 2015, 2016, it occurred to me that we were bottoming out in exploration spend in the gold business, which means we're not finding new deposits. But there was another thing going on too, which is, as is the case in these cyclical industries, right? Investment had really declined. The investment by the majors in sustaining capital, in building new operations, had really fallen off. And it was a function of the fact that the industry overinvested in the prior top of the cycle. And so that hasn't changed. In fact, the pace of discovery of new gold deposits is running at about 20 million ounces a year. And the pace of production is running at about 100, 110 million ounces a year. So there's a big disconnect between the availability of new gold projects and the pace of gold production. And all this against a backdrop where the gold price has gone up, 3.5 times since the founding of Revival Gold in 2017-ish timeframe. So we put the company together under that Revival theme, go to sites where we'd have lower risk, go to sites where it would be lower capital and faster timelines to get back into production, stay in good geography, work with a team that had done it before, and take advantage of the fact that the best time to invest in gold projects is when everybody else is heading the other way. And so we would never have been able to assemble this land position, put these assets together. We've gone from zero to 6 million ounces of gold discoveries. We've made two of the biggest new gold discoveries in the United States in the last 15 years. This is a company that's got a track record of delivering for our investors in terms of our cost of finding gold, our operating costs of running the public company. And I think we're now at that point, just to bring it full circle, Andy, to where we're backed and funded to deliver the full potential of these assets. And I think the next year, two, three is going to be pretty exciting for not just Revival Gold, but this industry, this business.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I won't name drop here. You can just look at some of my videos, but I have some high profile guests here that are also very optimistic, as well as I would say investors in Revival Gold. Tell me about the news coming out that you can tell out. You got four rigs that are going to be running. You are very aggressive here.
Yeah, we have to be. Management and board own just about 10% of the company. We're highly motivated to see the stock price go up and the value underlying that stock to go up with that. And so we want to hit it hard, and we've got the funding to be able to do it. We've got the backing. We're really super happy to have EMR Capital and Dundee behind us, some of the best names in the mining space, but also folks like Donald Smith, the Conwave out of Switzerland. We've got some great investors in the United States. Peter Palmeo with Sun Valley Gold, Libra Securities out of New York City. Some of these guys, U.S. Global, you know, they have done it before, and they're backing this company and this team because they see the value potential, and we're going to unlock that for them over the next 2-3 years. Over the next 2-3 months, we will have drill results out from Merkur in Utah, where we're drilling right now. And then we'll have, towards the end of the year, we'll start to have some results coming out of our really exciting underground target on the Bear Track Arnett. I mentioned earlier that we have about 3.5 miles of mineralized trend in that project. There's another 2 miles to the south, and we're going to be offsetting about a mile, mile and a half with our drilling this year. And I'm really excited about having some of those results come out. So it's going to be a newsy next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. And then we're into next year. And next year is all about moving to a PFS on Merkur, the commencement of permitting, a really important value catalyst for the company. We've got a lot of metallurgical test work under plan, and the drilling is already underway for that. So it's going to be a newsy next bunch of quarters.
Yeah, it should be exciting times. And to all my listeners and viewers, really pay attention to the story. If you're creating a list, this is not advice, just a suggestion. I would put Revival Gold on your list if it's not, if you haven't already. My only criticism, and this is on me, Hugh, is I didn't hear about you sooner. And maybe that's a good thing, because I mean this with all seriousness, is that I love the value here. So, but yeah, I was like scratching my head why I hadn't heard of you sooner. So anyways,
definitely not too late here. I can hold my hand on my chest. I just bought 200,000 shares myself as an insider, not in the financing to front run our shareholders in any way, but after the financing that we announced in July that I've been speaking about. I'm a believer. Our team are believers. The value is in the stock, that we've been speaking about, trading here at about 0.15 times a conservative underlying net asset value. I would highlight that this is pure gold, 100% gold in resource and in our production. So this is not something that's, going to give you anything but 100% gold leverage. And we've only got about 2.5 million of our 6 million ounces of gold in resource engineered into those plans. So there's a lot of potential to add more gold to our engineering plans, and then to discover gold beyond that and to build value. Not without risk, I agree. But when you're in the domestic United States on sites that have been proven before with a team that's done it before, made lots of money for investors, Yeah, you know, I can't emphasize enough that this is a good time to be getting involved. I'll note, Newmont is the number two performer in the S&P 500 this year to date. I think gold is coming onto the radar screens of the generalist investors and those of us, you know, onto it now and thinking about it now in your audience are going to be rewarded as more and more folks come to play.
I couldn't agree more with you. Hugh, if people want to know more about Revival Gold, where do they go? What exchanges are you traded on? And if you can give me your tickers, and to all my viewers and listeners, this will be in the show notes on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
We're RVG on the TSXV Venture Exchange in Canada and on the OTCQX, RVLGF. The website is www.revival-gold.com. And by all means, please reach out to us. 416-366-4100 is the telephone number. Or you can catch us on email at info@revival-gold.com. I love questions from the audience. Andy, if there's anything I can do to help you or your audience with the story, you know, more than happy to do that. And let's talk about getting back onto your program, because I love the format and the types of questions, and would really like to work with you on getting the story out.
Yeah, I look forward to that. To all my viewers and listeners, we'll have Hugh on hopefully towards middle to end of September to talk more about the company and any news that is hitting. So, Hugh, I want to thank you so much for your time. I greatly, immensely, I should say, enjoyed it. I enjoyed our time together, getting to know you in Florida. And yeah, I look forward to our next conversation.
You bet. Maybe in Georgia sometime. That would be nice.
That'd be great. That'd be great. All right. Take care, man.